Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
Great. Not as good as Terry McLaurin, huh? The receiver from Washington. He's making some money. 23.7. It's going to be 23.7 per year. That said, the market continues to shift. Is this a case of... And it always relates to Deontay Johnson. Is it a case of the Steelers never wanting Deontay Johnson at like between 18 or 20? Is it a case of maybe Deontay Johnson now being too expensive? Where is it? Like, what has been the process from the very beginning, and now where is it?
Yeah, I mean, once free agency hit in March, I think the Deontay Johnson signing with the Steelers ship kind of sailed, because once Christian Kirk got that outrageous contract, you kind of knew what was going to happen from there. And it's just, it's kind of exploded. I mean, you know, I was thinking about this last night after I heard the news. Like, I understand why Jacksonville did that contract with Kirk. Like, they kind of have to prove that they're interested in winning. And, you know, that's their way of doing it, by spending money. But, like, Washington doesn't have a quarterback. They got Carson Wentz. They are not close to winning. I'm just wondering, like, why would they throw that kind of money at McLaurin when they're going to be this middling team in the NFC? So I don't know. I mean, I get it. You know, the market is what it is. But, you know, for the Steelers, you know, for an organization that drafts and develops receivers the way they do, there's no way that they're going to sign Deontay Johnson now for that kind of money. And there's no way Deontay Johnson is going to settle for 18 or 20 million a year now. I mean, if you look at McLaurin's stats and Johnson's stats, they're pretty similar. I even think Deontay has better touchdown production. So right now, I mean, the market for Deontay is 23, 24, 25 million a year.
Well, and it's interesting, Ray, you mentioned, you know, what's driving this explosion in the wide receiver market. We talked about that a little bit earlier. You know, you look at the alignment between the guys who've gotten new deals this offseason and their situation at quarterback. They're either trying to justify that they've got a wide receiver one for their elite QB, like in Buffalo or maybe in LA, or they're trying to justify that they've got a wide receiver one to lift the level of the quarterback that they've got, like Adams in Vegas, Hill in Miami, Brown in Tennessee. So do the Steelers then, by that logic, need to ensure that they have a wide receiver one going forward? And who the hell is it going to be if it's not Deontay Johnson?
I think they're going to figure that out after the 2022 season. I think, obviously, Deontay Johnson is that guy for this season. They got some in-house candidates, you know, Chase Claypool. I wouldn't, based on what happened last year, I wouldn't necessarily put my money on him stepping up to that role. But, you know, receivers can develop pretty quickly. So maybe George Pickens could be that guy down the road, or maybe they just piece it together and they just have a solid core without a true number one for, you know, for a spell here. I will say this about the way the Steelers are set up. With their defense, their high-priced, expensive defense, you draft a first-round running back last year, you draft a really good tight end in the second round who I think is going to be really good. You know, they're not necessarily a team right now with a young rookie quarterback or a guy like Mr. Trubisky. They're not a team that's going to have to go out to or really want to throw it around 50 or 55 times a game. I think this is going to be a team where the sweet spot is, you know, you run the ball 50-50 balance. Maybe you're throwing it 32, 35 times a game, and you try to win that way. So, yeah, every team wants a number one receiver, but the way the Steelers are built right now, the way things are going, I don't necessarily think that it's going to be a big detriment if they don't have that guy for a year or two.
Ross Tucker was on with us last week, Ray, and he does not think, to use his words, that Najee Harris is a guy. Doesn't think he's got the goods to be a top five running back in the NFL. What do you think?
I'm a little bit surprised by that. I mean, Najee had a really good rookie season, and he did it behind an offensive line that, you know, let's face it, wasn't very good at all. So I think if you put him behind even a competent offensive line, he's not getting hit 2 yards into the backfield for half the game on half his carries, I think you see his numbers go way, way up. Now, it is true that he's never going to be a guy who's going to, you know, bust out those 75-yard runs. I mean, Kevin Colbert said this when he was drafted. He's great at turning that 3-yard run into a 7 or 8-yard run. So he's not that home run hitting type of a back. But I think, you know, I hate to use this as a comp because the guy's in the Hall of Fame, but if he turns out to be anything like Emmitt Smith, I mean, who's complaining about that, right? I mean, Emmitt Smith wasn't a guy who was going to hit a lot of home runs, but he got your first downs, did what he had to do, stayed on the field all the time, could do pass pro, could catch the ball. So if he turns out to be a back like that, and I know some people, don't value Emmitt Smith as much as they do some of the other guys who are in the Hall of Fame, but if he turns out to be that type of back, I got no issue with that.
Text us, Edgar Snyder & Associates fan. Text line 412-928-9370. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. I got to stop the conversation right here, Ray. A guy that just played one season, you're already saying that there's a potential that he could be an Emmitt Smith-type back, or did I misread what you're saying?
No, I'm saying he's that type of a back where he's not going to run for a 75-yard touchdown. Mm-hmm. He's going to turn out first downs for you. I'm not saying he's Emmitt Smith. I'm just saying he's that type of a back.
Okay. Yeah. Well, what do you think? Let's just take his first contract. What do you think Najee Harris will be? Do you think he'll be one of the top five running backs in the league? Do you think he'll be one of the top 10 running backs? Do you think he'll just be a very good fit for the Steelers? Do you think he could be the best running back in the game? Take all the other accounts out of it and just tell me, when Ray Fittipaldo's sitting down with his buddies having a beer, what Ray Fittipaldo says.
Now, if you put Najee Harris behind a good offensive line, let's say you put him behind Cleveland's offensive line, there's no reason that Najee Harris couldn't be Nick Chubb. I mean, I think he's every bit as good as that guy. Now, when you look at it the way the Steelers' offensive line is right now, I don't know, does James Daniels, you know, turn into a really good player? Does Mason Cole turn things around for this O-line? It depends on how this line develops, not only this year, but as they continue to add pieces and build this offense. So talent-wise, yeah, I definitely think he's a top 10 guy. I don't know if he's going to be a top 5 guy. But yeah, top 10 in the league, talent-wise, put him behind a good line, absolutely.
Ray, let me circle back around to Deontay Johnson for just a moment. Simply, are they prepared to franchise tag him at the end of this year if they don't see the kind of development they need to from Claypool, Pickens, or Austin?
You know, I meant to look this up this morning, and I didn't. I think the franchise tag is the top 10 salaries averaged out, I believe. And I know it's different for the transition tag and mm-hmm. all the different types of tags, but you would still be looking, I think, at over $20 million a year. So they would have a decision to make. You know, if they really, really wanted to keep him for another year and they thought they were close to winning a Super Bowl and they couldn't live without Deontay Johnson, then maybe they would do that. But I don't know if I see the Steelers being in that type of position and valuing him that much that they would do it. I think the more likely scenario, Chris, is they let it play out. He hits free agency. You know, they'll get a nice little comp pick for him. And then they'll move on with Claypool and Pickens and Austin and Freiermuth and probably another second-round receiver coming in the 2023 draft. So if I had to bet right now, I think that would be the scenario that happens for me. Yeah, the tag is out there. It's a possibility, but I don't necessarily see that as a strong possibility right now.
Brad Spielberger was on with us yesterday, Ray, and he said that he thinks that Larry Ogunjobi is a big-time move for the Steelers, and he thinks he could make a serious impact. Would you go that far?
I think he can be really good, provided he stays healthy. I really liked his game when he was with the Browns. Let's say he was overshadowed, but I think he complemented that defensive front very well. And then you see what he did with the Bengals. I know that was a really special season for the Bengals where all the pieces kind of fit. You know, they added through free agency. He was one of those guys, and it was kind of their time. You know, it was their time to win, and everything kind of fit together. So if he can find that kind of a fit within the Steelers defense, and when you look who he's playing with, why not? You know, you're playing next to a vet like Alulu. You know Cam Hayward's going to ball out if he's healthy. T.J. Watt, Alex Highsmith. I mean, he's got a chance to step in here and not have to be the guy. He could just play his game. And, yeah, I could easily see him matching 7 sacks, what he did last year, given who the guys he's playing with. And I think he gets a little bit of a bad reputation, like he's not a great player against the run. He's not big, so he's not going to be that type of a player. But I think he's an average or above average run defender too. So I don't think that's going to be a huge issue either.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and 3-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.